Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Panic erupts on a busy beach boardwalk. Bullets flying, sending 9 people to the hospital, including a baby. This morning, we're learning what happened just moments before that shooting started.
And I'm tracking another round of spotty showers again for today. Coming up, I'll explain the areas that could see the rain and how soon. Plus, new hope for medical marijuana in North Carolina. The key test, a renewed push for legalization, faces today. It is 4:30 on your Tuesday morning. We hope you enjoyed your holiday weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, back to work, back to school for a lot of folks here today as we get our Tuesday rolling and kicking out some of that rain for a minute, we hope. Elizabeth Gardner has a day off, so Peter Sherwood, isn't it, though? Peter Sherwood's over in the WRA Severe Weather Center with a look at that radar.
Yeah, we're working on that, right? Already this morning, as we check out our dual Doppler 5000, we're seeing some spotty showers out there, especially to the north and east of the triangle. I do want to zoom in a little bit closer here because you can see those showers across Wilson, very light. Red Oak, we have it moving just towards the west of I-95. This is going to continue to move towards the west, and we're likely to soon see some rain filter in across Franklin County. So we're going to watch that very closely throughout the morning, but spotty showers cannot be ruled out, especially for areas to the north. And then once we head into this afternoon, we are going to see a better chance of some of that rain to get going for our region. Likely to be mostly dry around the lunch hour, and then when you're picking the kids up from school or they're walking home, those showers are going to persist, and we will likely see that continue into the early evening before fizzling out as we head into tonight. We're also looking live at Raleigh this morning from the Natural Sciences Museum. We're watching the potential for fog to develop as well out there. 64 degrees of the current temperature in Raleigh and Durham, and come this afternoon, we're going to warm things up back into the 70s. We're looking at a high of 74. Coming up, I'm going to show you when we expect the chance of showers and thunderstorms to move back in.
Thanks, Peter. There are new signs of life this morning for a push to legalize medical marijuana in North Carolina. Today, it faces a big test as a key group of state lawmakers take up the issue. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live from the legislative building. And Laura, this could be a big step forward.
The House Health Committee plans to debate Senate Bill 3, also known as the Medical Marijuana Bill, this morning. And this comes after the bill died in the Senate last year. This is a sign that, well, it could go farther this go-around. Now, the newfound GOP support for medical marijuana is largely because it's gained popularity, and Republican lawmakers want to find new sources of revenue for the state. Taxes and fees from marijuana could bring in millions of dollars. If passed, it would make North Carolina the 39th state to legalize the use of medical marijuana for approved medical conditions. However, the lead sponsor of the bill promised the rules here would be the strictest. If this bill becomes law, doctors could prescribe it for patients with cancer, post-traumatic stress disorder, Parkinson's disease, and sickle cell, among other ailments. Opponents believe this is too broad. Now, this bill has already passed the state Senate, and the House Health Committee plans to meet this morning at 10 a.m. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Breaking overnight, a family of three is out of their home after it was damaged in a fire. The Red Cross is helping the family after the fire on Leeds Forest Lane in North Raleigh. This started just before 10 p.m. The homeowner told the WRAL Breaking News Tracker the fire started from a grill on the back patio. No one was hurt.
9 people, including 4 children, are recovering this morning after they were shot near a busy beach area on Memorial Day. This was in Hollywood, Florida. Police say they've detained one person and are ramping up the search for another. A live stream captured the moments people scattered in fear as gunshots rang out along that boardwalk yesterday evening. Officers say the shooting started after 2 groups got into a fight. A 1-year-old child was the youngest person hurt. The oldest was 65.
Testimony begins today in the federal trial for the man charged in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack ever on U.S. soil. Robert Bowers could face the death penalty if a jury finds him guilty of killing 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue. This was back in 2018. 7 other people were hurt. Prosecutors say Bowers made anti-Semitic comments during the attack and online. Defense attorneys are not denying that he's responsible for the shooting. They are focused on preventing his execution.
We're seeing more tributes this morning to one of the state's top Democratic political strategists, Conan Morgan. Just before midnight, Wake County Sheriff Willie Rowe shared this statement, saying in part that Morgan would be forever remembered for his radiant smile, soft-spoken words of wisdom, thoughtfulness, and genuine concern for mankind. Morgan died over the weekend in a boating accident on Shackelford Banks near Beaufort. Social media is full of tributes, including from Governor Roy Cooper, who praised Morgan's hard work and determination. Morgan's colleagues with the Young Democrats of NC say he was above all a good person.
He was a person who loved people and loved this state. He was an advocate for young folks even after his time being the president of this organization.
Morgan was a graduate of Garner High School and NC State.
Governor Roy Cooper is back on the road today as he tries to build opposition to a funding plan that would affect public schools across the state. This morning, he travels to Weaverville Primary School. It comes just days after Cooper declared a state of emergency amid what he calls a Republican effort aimed at slashing public education. The governor is calling on parents, teachers, and business leaders to encourage state lawmakers to reject a series of GOP-backed bills. Those bills include more funding for vouchers for private schools.
A man charged in a deadly shooting on Memorial Day is being held in jail without bond this morning. Joshua Joyce is charged with first-degree murder. Police say he shot and killed Carlos Brown yesterday on Lynn Avenue. Officers say Joyce and Brown got into an argument which turned violent.
Today, mobile sports betting could take another step toward becoming legal in North Carolina. Two Senate committees will hear the bill today. The full Senate could vote on it as early as tomorrow. If it passes the Senate, it would go back to the House for another vote. If it becomes law, you would be able to bet on college, pro, and other sports from your phone. It would not go into effect until January.
A temporary deal to raise the U.S. debt ceiling and avoid an economic meltdown could be stopped in its tracks today. This is a live look at the Capitol building right now, where the House Rules Committee will debate the merits of the deal today. Texas Republican Chip Roy is a member of that committee. He says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made a handshake deal that all Republicans on the panel must agree to move forward any legislation, including raising the debt ceiling. Now, that's important because Roy and another conservative member of the committee both oppose the debt ceiling bill right now. Other Republicans have denied the terms of that handshake deal.
If your commute takes you through Johnston County, get ready. We have a traffic alert that could affect your drive for the next month. A section of U.S. 301 is closing today for a drainage improvement project. It will affect both directions of the highway near Forest Hills Drive. The closure begins at 6 this morning. NCDOT says there will be a detour that will send drivers onto Keene and Boyette Roads past Four Oaks Middle School. This project is expected to last until late June. 438, cruise ship chaos along the South Carolina coast.
It sounded like the ship split in two. We were flying blind with our lives in someone else's hands.
Just ahead, we have the frightening video showing the moments a Carnival cruise ship was battered in a storm. Then it led to water rushing into rooms.
Plus, the CDC warns of a rare respiratory virus. Why the agency says it's the most important one that you've never heard of.
And this is a live look at the DBAP. There's a chance for some spotty showers today. Meteorologist Peter Sherwood is in the WRO Severe Weather Center looking at when and where we could see some rain.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back, everyone. We are tracking spotty showers once again for this Tuesday morning. It's been about four mornings in a row where we're seeing that rain on our dual Doppler 5000 to get our morning started. Those showers are now moving into Franklin County, looking dry in Lewisburg, but won't be surprised if some of those light showers start to move in within the next hour. We're seeing some light showers out there in Wilson County as well, and some rain near Enfield just towards the east of I-95 that will continue to track to the west. Looking dry in Durham, but some lower level clouds out there. As we take a look at the DPAP, our rain chances are expected to pick up this afternoon.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, I'm following reports of drone attacks, two separate drone attacks in Russia and Ukraine this morning. The first one, a drone attack damaged two buildings in Moscow early Tuesday morning. Russia's Ministry of Defense claimed that Ukraine is responsible for this. Ukraine has yet to comment on this incident. They rarely do in situations like this. And then in Kyiv, Ukrainian air defenses say that they destroyed 29 of 31 drones that were launched at Kyiv by Russia. In that particular incident, a 33-year-old woman was killed and 13 others were wounded.
For at least the third time this month, Raleigh police is investigating two car fires that happened in the same night. We brought you the most recent fires yesterday morning as breaking news. Two cars burned in a parking lot of The Point at Midtown Apartments. We've reported on similar fires this month, all within a 5 to 15 minute drive of each other, North Raleigh. Police say they are investigating some as suspected arson, but the department will not say whether the cases are connected.
Today, veterans will get a sneak peek preview at one of the central features of the newly redesigned Fort Liberty. Leaders at Fort Bragg will give them a look at the Sunset Liberty March today. It's a half-mile walk starting at Honeycutt Road and Liberty Trail, formerly known as Bragg Boulevard. Each day, veterans, service members, Gold Star family members, anyone else who wishes to be part of the march will walk to honor the service, sacrifices, and legacy of Liberty. Fort Bragg will be officially designated as Fort Liberty Friday.
A Missouri teenager is making progress on his recovery weeks after he was shot in the head when he went to the wrong house to pick up his sibling. Ralph Yarl made his first public appearance since the shooting yesterday. He joined family and friends in an annual Going the Distance for Brain Injury race. His family saying how thankful they were that even complete strangers showed up to support Team Ralph.
It's heartwarming to see this kind of support, and I pray that the support is not just for Ralph. I pray this support goes a long way for everybody that is in this situation. That's my prayer.
Ralph's family says he wanted to be there to raise awareness and support for others with traumatic brain injuries. He is still suffering from debilitating migraines and some memory loss. His family says he has found immense comfort in the support he's received. The man charged in Ralph's shooting is due in court tomorrow.
There's an arrest warrant out this morning for South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, and Russia issued it. The lawmaker is on Moscow's most wanted list for recent comments made while talking to Ukraine's president. In an edited video, Graham says, quote, the Russians are dying and the U.S. has, quote, never spent money so successfully. But the full-length video shows those comments were taken out of context and not said back-to-back. Graham says he'll turn himself into international criminal court if Russia does as well. Disgraced Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes will start her prison sentence today. Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for defrauding investors of her failed blood testing startup company. She is due to report today to a women's prison camp in Texas. Her sentence also requires her to spend an additional 3 years on supervised release and to pay restitution.
Doctors are calling it the most important virus you've never heard of, and more cases are showing up. The CDC says cases of human metapneumovirus are up more than a third this spring when compared with other years. It's a respiratory virus, but little is known about it. Doctors say HMVP is tough to diagnose since it has the same symptoms as the flu and COVID-19. The CDC says HMVP cases are among young kids and seniors. There are no vaccines or drugs to treat it.
New video shows a terrifying night. A Carnival cruise ship sailed through a powerful storm on its way to a port in Charleston. Take a look. The ship experienced 80-mile-per-hour wind gusts, 17-foot swells Friday night as it returned from a cruise to the Bahamas. The storm battered that ship for 12 hours, filling hallways with water and toppling shelves and furniture. One passenger says it was made even worse by a lack of communication from the captain.
It sounded like the ship split in two. We were flying blind with our lives in someone else's hands. All we wanted was, hey, it's going to be okay. I know it's rough, and we didn't get any of that.
In a statement, Carnival said, quote, we appreciate the patience and understanding of all our guests. Carnival Sunshine is now sailing on its next cruise.
Certainly not the vacation they envisioned. It is 447. Let's get a check of our weather with meteorologist Peta Shearwood. And once again, we have some light spotty showers out there.
Yes, so the rain is coming down and it's very light. But the good thing is that it shouldn't impact the morning commute too much, especially across the triangle. We are seeing dry conditions in Raleigh and Durham. But we have that light rain out there moving out of Red Oak into Franklin County. Lewisburg, you're currently seeing dry conditions, but we're going to continue to watch your area. We could potentially see some of that light rain move in. Some light showers just towards the south of Enfield right now, and some of that popping up in Wilson County. As we zoom out, we still have this area of low pressure across our region, and we still have a lot of cloud cover around. Now, we have this high pressure system that's trying to influence our conditions here at home. It's working really hard to kick the rain out, but it's having a hard time to do so. We're still going to keep those spotty showers around as we head into the lunch hour. And we are going to watch it pick up as we head into the 3 o'clock hour for our entire viewing area. So while not everyone will see the rain at the same time around 3 o'clock, maybe when you're walking home from school, just keep in mind that some of those showers will be possible. It's a good idea to keep the rain gear handy once again for today. Those showers will clear out as we head into tonight. And I think tomorrow morning we'll get the day started very similar today to today, mostly dry, with a small chance of seeing a few passing showers, perhaps some fog developing. But as we head into the afternoon, a small chance of a few passing showers cannot be ruled out. And then we are going to see some drier conditions try to creep in for tomorrow night. Looking at the percentage of normal rainfall within the last 30 days, this is interesting. We've had several days with just pure rain. And so far within the last 30 days, those numbers are slightly below normal. In some spots, we have above normal precipitation. So we are going to watch this. We could use the rain across our region. And we do have small rain chances in place now as we head into Thursday, Friday, and a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms for Saturday. Looking live outside right now, we're watching for some of those areas of fog, but there's a lot of lower level clouds as we get our day started. Temperatures climbing into the 70s today with a high of 74 degrees, warming up a little bit more as we head into the next several days. 80 degrees by Thursday, 85 by Friday, with that chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday, looking a little bit cooler as we head into the beginning of next week.
Peta, thanks. The school year is nearing an end, but that doesn't mean your help has to stop.
Coming up next, we will explain how you can be part of setting up a student for success inside the classroom.
Plus, we have a look at the 8 North Carolina colleges heading to the NCAA baseball tournament.
.453 right now. Raleigh Shelter is helping people through addiction and homelessness, and it's getting a big grant to do it. Healing Transitions will receive a $10,000 GraceWorks grant today. The funding is from the KM Foundation. Employees of local mortgage lender Movement Mortgage nominated the nonprofit for the grant.
You can help Granville County students be successful in the classroom. The Richard Thornton Library School Supply Drive begins tomorrow. You can drop off your donations at Thornton Library in Oxford all month long. Here's a list of the items needed most: books, pencils and pens, pencil cases, backpacks, and erasers.
One of NBC's summer staples returns tonight, along with a new show that has hopes of being the next one.
Mark Barger gives us a glimpse this morning inside America's Got Talent and Hot Wheels Ultimate Challenge.
I got it. Let's go.
A rosined up bow from a West Virginia fiddle player helps launch season 18 tonight for America's Got Talent.
I've been impressed more than I have been impressed in any other season. And as somebody who's jaded, that's why I say, wow.
A cornucopia of skills and abilities on display.
People are mushing or mashing different acts and making them a whole new act.
And even something as seemingly simple as shadow puppetry gets a whole new spin on AGT.
Those are my favorite kind of auditions, and I like being surprised as well.
And AGT's season premiere is followed by the series premiere of Hot Wheels Ultimate Challenge.
We give them a team, They've got a week, and they create the ultimate life-size Hot Wheels.
Super fans of the miniature diecast compete to turn ordinary rides into the Hot Wheels of their dreams.
I don't think anyone was prepared for the just flood of emotions that happened.
It worked!
Not only is money on the line, but also the chance to turn their creation into a miniature Hot Wheels you can buy.
It's just one car and you and your imagination.
A revved up new competition.
Four, yes,
following the longtime summer favorite. Mark Barker, NBC News.
Should be hot times. Eight teams from North Carolina will play in the NCAA College Baseball Championship Tournament. Wake Forest is the tournament's top overall seed and will play at home. Campbell and NC State will play each other in the first round as the number two, number three seeds in the South Carolina Regional. UNC is a number three seed in the Indiana State Regional. ECU is the number two seed in the Virginia Region. And Duke is the number two seed in the Coastal Carolina region. They'll play number three seed UNCW in the first round. Charlotte is the number three seed in the Clemson regional. The tournament all gets started on Friday. Coming up at 5, we'll explain the key test happening today that could legalize medical marijuana in North Carolina before the end of the year.
Plus, the search for a shooter continues in Florida this morning after 9 people, including a child, were shot at this busy beach area.
And how doing laundry more efficiently could help you save money in the long run.